Brad, welcome back. It's the Avid Investor Podcast with me, your host, Josh Adamek. And today I'm going to talk about why I start my day at 3 a.m. So first off, let me just throw it out there. It's not for everyone. It works for me. I'm not telling you that you should be starting your day at 3 a.m. I'm simply telling you, I wanted to share with you why it works for me and how it works for me. So it's been a conversation recently. It's come up quite a few times. People have been asking me about, you know, my daily schedule, my routines, and how I fit it all in. So I wanted to go ahead and share what works for me. So let's roll. And with that, like, you know, before I get into it, my schedule, my routine, I always go back to the old saying, early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Whether that's true or not, it's fitting for this conversation. So first off, you know, why 3 a.m.? Why do I get up at 3 a.m.? So my daily schedule is as follows. I get up in the morning. I get up very early. I have my alarm set for 3:15. And I'm typically up between 2:30 and 3 o'clock. Very rarely does the alarm actually wake me up, regardless of, you know, what my habits are or, you know, what time I'm getting up in the morning. I'm typically up before the alarm clock goes off, ready to roll. And why I get up at 3:15 is simple. I go to the gym every morning. I stay consistent. It's very important for me to keep consistent at the gym. And I found over the years, I've been going to the gym consistently for 10, 12 plus years regularly. And I found that for me, morning workouts, me as a business owner, as a husband, as a father, with all my responsibilities, I found that going to the gym in the morning and getting my workout done in the morning it allows me to be far more consistent. I used to do the evenings pre-kids. I used to do the evenings. And then, you know, what I found is that, you know, I get caught up as a business owner. You don't punch in, you don't punch out. So you're done when you're done. And I found that, you know, if I'm trying to get my workouts in the evening, there's always that phone call. There's always that meeting that comes up. There's always something that comes up that takes away from the focus of going to the gym. So I switched probably, I don't know, a decade ago, I switched and started going to the gym early in the morning, because what I found is there aren't too many places I have to be at 5 o'clock in the morning. Sure, my phone's going off. You know, I got some texts. I got some occasional calls. Yes, I have conversations with friends, with associates, people that I work with. Sometimes starting as early as 5 o'clock in the morning or before. But for the most part, it's quiet. So I found that going to the gym, getting it out of the way, I can stay consistent. I can be there 5 days a week, all day, you know, all week long. I can't tell you the last time I've missed a Monday through Friday at the gym. Well, either at the gym or working out from home. I can't tell you the last time I've missed a morning workout. I typically go 5 days a week because the gym doesn't open until 7 on Saturday and Sundays, I think it is. And that's just too late for me. It cuts into the family time. So I stay consistent 5 days a week. Saturday, Sunday, I'll typically do, you know, a quick workout, get on the treadmill or do something at home. And again, I'm up early on Saturday and Sundays, maybe not 3:15. Typically, I might sleep till about 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like that. But, you know, either way, I'm up early. I set the alarm later, but my mental clock has me getting up. So I'm not going to sleep till 7 or 8 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday and throw that all off. Plus, I'm losing time where I can be productive. So so my morning routine, back to that, gym opens at 4:45. Why do I get up at 3:15? I get up at 3:15 so I can move at my own pace. For the longest time, for probably the better part of last year, when the kids were going into first grade, I believe, I was getting up and going to the gym at 4:45 when they open. And I would get up at 4:15. 30 minutes is enough time for me to get up, get dressed, you know, do my thing, get a little pre-workout, caffeine, whatever, on the way to the gym and roll. But what I found is waking up at 4:15 and only giving myself 30 minutes to get ready and get to the gym, like that's immediate. Like I'm on from there on, from then 4:15 until, you know, the kids go to bed at night, I'm nonstop all day long. So what I found is that if I get up earlier, an hour earlier, 3:15, I got an hour. I get up, I go downstairs, I get myself some caffeine, some pre-workout, I get moving, I go into my office, I read, I read every day, I'll do some emails, I'll plan for my day, I'll just spend about an hour where I'm not rushing, where I'm not crazy, and I'll have that time. So then 4:30, I'll leave, I'll get to the gym, open at 4:45, I'll get a solid hour and 20 minute workout in, I'll head home. By that time, you know, my wife's been up already, but she's on the couch. She's doing her morning routine and having her coffee. So we'll sit, we'll talk for, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then I'll get ready, get showered, get ready for my day. Then it's time to wake up the kids, get the kids up. We do that whole morning routine. get them ready, get them dressed, get them ready for, get them breakfast, get them ready for school. And then I take the kids to school every morning. It's my choice. I love it. Absolutely love it. We do our spelling words on the way to school. We do, you know, we have, spend some time with them and then drop them off at school and head over to my office. I'm at my office by about 8:15. So all that allows me, getting up it early in the morning allows me to get my stuff done that I want to get done, which is staying consistent at the gym, just preparing for my day, spending an hour or so getting ready for my day. It's amazing, what I can accomplish before 8 a.m. just by getting up early. And then two, people ask me, why do you get up early on the weekends? Why don't you sleep on the weekends? Well, same thing applies. Like if I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday or Sunday, and hopefully the kids are sleeping till at least 7 or 8 o'clock, which isn't very often. Arthur, my man, Arthur, he's up at, 6 o'clock a lot of times. So if I'm getting up at 4:30, 4 o'clock, and the kids are sleeping until at least 6 or 6:30. I got a couple of hours to get stuff done around the house. I still do my morning routine. I get up, I'll just chill, I'll read, I'll plan for the day. I'll probably go downstairs, I'll get on the treadmill for a little while, and then, I typically still have an hour, sometimes an hour or more to do something, whether it's clean something up around the house, go out in the garage, straighten up a little bit, whatever I want to do, I can do for myself on, what I call my time before the kids get up. So the staying consistent there and waking up early allows me to do so much more, to stay consistent and to do so much more. So, the alternative is, if I wasn't waking up at 4 a.m., if I was sleeping till 5 or 6 and I still wanted to be consistent and go to the gym in the morning, well, then that would cut into my family time. That would cut into sitting and, talking with my wife for 15, 20 minutes every morning before the kids got up and got ready for school. That would cut into me making breakfast us making breakfast for the kids, getting the kids ready, me having the ability to take them to school every morning and drop them off at school every morning. So it's that simple. It's that simple. It allows me to have my time, right? And stay consistent. So, the alternative is I sleep in later and I still go to the gym in the morning, then I miss the morning routine with the kids. The other alternative is I drop the kids off at school, then I go to the gym. I'm a business owner. I do my own thing. I could do that. However, if I drop the kids off at 8 o'clock, then I go to the gym, I'm not getting to my office till 9:30, 10 o'clock at the earliest. So then I have from 10 until I want to be done and home, typically by 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30 at the latest. That doesn't give me enough time to stay consistent with my business and accomplish what I need to accomplish. Three, whatever number we're on, the alternative is, well, just go to the gym, in the evenings, in the afternoons. Well, then you run into, like I said earlier, I'm a business owner. Yes, I could throw it in my calendar that I'm going to leave the office every day at 3 o'clock or 3:30 and go to the gym. I'm going to work out from 3:30 till 5:30 or whatever, 3:30 to 4:30. I'm going to be home by 5 o'clock. I could do that. But in the real world, stuff happens. You know, you get caught up on calls. You get somewhere you got to run out to. You get caught up in traffic. I mean, you just can't stay consistent. So there's always something that grabs your attention or it demands your attention. Maybe not every day, but often enough to where I wouldn't be able to stay consistent at the gym in the afternoons. Well, why not work out at home in the evenings with the kids? Lead by example, you know? Well, yeah, I guess we could do that. And we do that from time to time. We'll go for a run. We'll take the bikes. Kids will go for a bike ride. I'll go for a run. We'll do something. Maybe we'll mess around in the basement with some weights, but I can't do that. I can't expect my kids to want to do that every day, 5 days a week. And I can't take away from their other activities and things that we got going on so that I could be consistent at the gym in the evening. So again, that's what works best for me. And get up early, do my thing, get it out of the way. Then I got a solid day at the office, a solid, 8 hour day, whatever, a 9 hour, I don't even know. I haven't counted it in so long. I got a solid day at the office and then I'm home by dinner, and bath, dinner, homework, bath time, for the kids. So that is so important, for me is to be there, be present, in the evenings. And the bonus is I also get to be there and be present in the mornings. So that's it. You know, it's a very short window, with the kids, it's a very, very short window. And what I found is, from many, many friends, that are also business owners, entrepreneurs, high level, business guys, there's quite a few people that are in similar positions to me or higher positions, better positions, than me that, hardly know their kids. And that's, that's a waste, if you ask me, an absolute waste. I mean, it's one of the most important things to me is being present, being a part of my kid's life. And if that means I got to get up at 3 a.m. to do what I got to do to then be there for them, that's what I'm going to do. And it's not even difficult at this point, because like I said, most days I'm up before the alarm clock. So let's talk on that for a minute. If you ever heard, or listened to Eric Thomas, the hip hop preacher, he's all over social media, all over Instagram and everywhere else. He's got all kinds. He's a motivational, speaker type guy. And, what he had said, I heard this years ago, is, he gets up early to 3:30, 3 a.m., 3:30. And, he always says things like, you ain't got to be there. You ain't got to be the smartest dude in the room. You just got to get there before he gets there. Things like that, which, are very fitting. But when he was asked, how he got to the point where he was getting up at 3 a.m., 3:30, and I just put these two together, a few months back. So, what he said is every year when you change the clocks back, just change your bedtime. When you flip the clocks, bring your wake up time, back 30 minutes or an hour or whatever, and just keep that mental clock consistent. So if you're, if we're going to fall back, when we move the clocks, when we change the clocks back for fall, at that same time, you should adjust, you're mentally already getting up at that time. So just continue to get up at the same time, even though the clocks have changed. And that, I didn't even realize that, but that's what I did this past year. When I told you that, earlier that, I went from getting up at 4:15 to 3:15. It was right around the time that we switched the clocks back. I had my alarm set, and before I know it, I'm waking up at, 2:30, 2:45, 3 o'clock. I'm like, what the hell? And I just kept doing it over and over again. And finally I'm like, this is kind of nice having an extra hour. So I actually this happened by mistake. going from 4:15 to 3:15, 3 o'clock, whatever. So it right around when we changed those clocks, my mental clock was already set and I was just getting up earlier and earlier and earlier. And I'm like, you know what? This is kind of nice. I have time. I'm not like grabbing pre-workout, chugging it on the way to the gym, trying to wake, get going, whatever. I'm not rushing to get out the door to get there and get back. I have time. So I then started setting my alarm for 3:15 instead of 4:15 or 4:10 or 4:05, whatever it was. I just started setting my alarm an hour earlier. And now consistently I'm up at, 2:45, 3 o'clock, sometimes earlier. If I get up too early, like 2 o'clock, whatever, 2:50, I try to, just lay there for a little while or maybe even go back to sleep. But, typically once I'm up, I'm up. So, so that's that. And then that's why I get up so early. That's why and how. The next question I'm typically asked is, what time do you go to bed? And the answer is simple. I am absolutely not one of those guys that operates on 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, 4 hours of sleep, and walking around with a coffee in my hand all day, chugging caffeine all day with, bloodshot eyes and everything else. Like, that's not me. And that's not what I'm saying that you should do either. Excuse me. I just had to get a drink of water there. But when it comes to bedtime, that's another important routine for me. And when people ask me, well, what time do you go to bed? And my answer is, if I see 9 o'clock, it's a late night. If I look over on the clock and see at 9, it's a late night. And that's just reality. The evening routine is when I get home from work, 4:30, 5 o'clock, when I get home from the office or wherever I'm at, we'll do dinner. Typically dinner's already ready to go. My wife has something ready, or we do our meal prep, whatever. So we do dinner, kids are doing homework, whatever. Now it seems like, kids are getting older. We're running everywhere. We're doing scouts. We're doing this, we're doing that. So there's, there's an evening event or whatever that we're going to. If not, we do homework. We'll do something fun with the kids, whatever. We'll, play in the basement, play outside, whatever, do a craft, play some games, something. And then, we have a couple of hours and then we'll start to get the kids ready for bed around, 7:30. And the kids are typically out by 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock is a good time. It's sometimes it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, sometimes a little bit after, but we'll just call 8 o'clock on average. So, 8 o'clock, kids are done, out, in bed. My wife and I go to bed right around that time as well. So we're typically, chilling out by 8:30. I'm dead asleep by 8:30, 9 o'clock at the absolute latest. So what does that give me? That gives me six and a half hours sleep. If I'm out at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I'm getting up at 3 o'clock, that's six and a half hours of sleep. If people ask, well, why do you go to bed so early? Why do I go to bed so early? Okay. So then I ask, the way I view it, the way I see it is like, what am I going to do at 8 o'clock? What am I going to get into at 8 o'clock? I'm not going to go down to my office, my home office, and open up my computer and get work. Like, I'm done for the day. I've been rolling since 3 o'clock. I got my workout in. I got, time with the family in the morning and evening. And then, I don't need to go down and work at my computer for another couple of hours. My wife and I, we spend some time together in the morning, spend some time together with the kids in the evening. Like, we're done for the day. We're going to bed. A lot of people, after they put the kids to bed, that's their time. That's their time to chill out. That's their time to veg out on Netflix, to watch TV, to just lay on the couch, lay in bed, watch TV, scroll on the phones, do this, do that. So many people, their habit is being up till, 10, 11, 12 o'clock. Well, the question that I have is like, what do you accomplish between 9 o'clock and 12 o'clock? Are you spending that time? Like, if you audit your time, what are you doing? And what are you doing? And how does that benefit your family? How does that benefit you? How does that benefit your family? If you're telling me that, oh, well, I sleep till 7 o'clock. I wake up at 7 o'clock. I wake up at 8 o'clock. I do my thing. I go to work. I spend time with my family. I put the kids to bed and then I'm going to go hit the gym at 9 o'clock. Well, cool. If that's what you do and that works for you, great. That's not me. I'm not starting anything at 9 o'clock at night. But there are a lot of people that just flip the schedule and like their time is from, you know, when the kids go to bed till 10 o'clock or midnight or whatever. But if that's what you do, I would urge you and I would ask you to audit your time. And what I mean by is, what are you spending that time doing? And is it benefiting you or is it taking away from you and your goals? If you're going, you know, you're putting the kids to bed or whatever, you're going down into your office, you're working on your side hustle, on your business, you're working on your real estate portfolio, you're working on, you know, whatever your side hustle is, and you're doing that from 9 till midnight or 2 in the morning or whatever, and then you're sleeping till, you know, 6, 7, 8 o'clock, fine, great, do it. But if you're putting the kids to bed, and then, you know, 9 o'clock rolls around or whatever, 8 o'clock rolls around. And that's when you grab a glass of wine or a bottle of wine and just sit on the couch and veg out watching Netflix or scrolling on your phone or watching movies. Like, is that time well spent? Ask yourself, if you have greater goals and ambitions to do bigger things and to continue to grow yourself and grow your business, is that time well spent or should you adjust, right? Like, well, okay, I'm tired. I worked all day. All right, well, go to bed, right? Go to bed and start earlier. Try doing something that's beneficial to yourself in the morning before you go to work. Start getting the habit of getting up earlier and staying focused and getting something done there. That's the biggest thing is auditing your time. And I'm not saying that everybody should have the same schedule as me. It doesn't work for everybody, but you know, I know I have quite a few friends and very, very successful business owners who work the opposite of me, where they're waking up in the morning just as their kids are getting up and getting ready for school. And then they're getting their kids off to school, going to work, running their business, whatever. And then, in the evening, they're spending their time from, you know, after the kids go to bed at 8, 9 o'clock or whatever, they're grinding and they're hustling until, you know, 10, 12, 2 in the morning. And that's what works for them. That's not me. But however, I can't tell you that those folks that I'm referring to have audited their time and they're spending their time wisely. And that's all that I'm saying is if you audit your time more, you know, all day long, audit your time and see what you're spending your time doing. Are you spending your time wisely? Or could you be doing something else to benefit yourself and your family? So it all comes down to you have the time. People say, well, I don't have the time. I don't know, have the time. I don't have the time to work out. I don't have the time to, you know, start a business. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. You have the time. You just chose to do something else. That's the bottom line, right? Everybody has 24 hours in a day. Everybody has 168 hours in a week. Like, you have the time. You just chose to do something else. And typically, like, those people that are saying, I don't have the time, I don't have the time, are those the people that are spending all day on Sunday watching football, that are having a Netflix marathon, you know, on Friday night, watching Netflix till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and then dragging ass all day on Saturday? Yeah, typically those are the people that don't have the time. You have the time. You just chose to do something else. So that's that. And I just want to share that the reasons like why I get up at, why I choose to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Do I have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? No. Do I have to have an hour to myself every morning to get things going, to plan for my day, to read, to just open up my computer, my laptop and do a couple of things? No. Do I have to go to the gym 5 days a week and do some sort of workout the other 2 days, 7 days a week. So, you know, essentially work out in some capacity 7 days a week. No. Would I be perfectly fine with three or four? Yeah. However, that's what I choose to do. And that's what works for me. I enjoy staying very, very active in the gym. Do I have to be home at 4:30, 4:30, 5 o'clock every night, you know, for dinner, for family time? No, I don't have to. My wife is very, very supportive of me as a business owner and as an entrepreneur, and she always has been. You know, if I need to pull late evening, if I have to go to an event, or I choose to go to an event, or I choose to pull late evening at the office to get some things done, to prep for something, she's very supportive. I've never asked why. You know, she knows that that, you know, my main focus is our family, secondary is the business. However, you know, as a business owner, things tend to get done, things tend to come up and need to get done. So, you know, and then on that note, when it comes to events, that's a very challenging topic. So, you know, as a business owner, heavily vested in Pittsburgh and our community, I'm always invited to things, fundraising events, different networking groups, different meetings, different events, different get-togethers. However, I say no, respectfully to a lot of things. And why is that? Our kids are 8 years old and, 7 years old. They're going to be 8 in a month. And when I say that they're 8 years old in front of them, they like, they're on me. We're not 8 years old. I'm like, well, you're close enough. But anyways, our kids are 7 years old and every evening away counts. Like, you know, I was involved very heavily in Acre of Pittsburgh. I was on the board of directors. It's a real estate investors association. I highly recommend it if you're in Pittsburgh and you want to become a real estate investor or just network with others. So, I was heavily involved in that group for the better part of 20 years. I was on the board of directors for, I think, about 15 years. I was the president of the organization for 7 or 8 years, something like that. Then when my kids were born, when they were probably, I don't know, I think it was 2 or 3 years old, I resigned from the board of directors. I resigned as president, and then shortly after, I resigned from the board of directors of Acre of Pittsburgh. Why is that? And my reasoning is it's 24 nights a year. There's a monthly meeting, and there's a board meeting. So 2 nights a month, 24 nights a year. 24 nights a year away from my kids, away from my family. To many, that doesn't seem like much. Like, no, it's just 1 night a week, you know, two nights a month, you know, it's not a big deal. Well, when your kids are 3, 4 years old and you're not home by dinner time and they're asking where daddy is and why daddy's not home, 24 nights a year is a big deal. So that's where we're at. Kids are young. They still like us. They still like mom. They still like dad. They still want us to be there. And it's very, very important that I'm there. So I've said no to a lot of things, a lot of events that I'm invited to on a regular basis, some of which could be very, very valuable to my business, some of which, you know, could be very, very valuable for me to give back and help someone else. And I do attend some events, but for the most part, I say no to a lot of things for the time being. And that's because, you know, it's a very, very short window. I'm pretty sure that I blinked one time and now, you know, we're getting ready to plan an 8th birthday party for our kids. Before we know it, they're going to be 10, 12, then 14, you know, 16. Then at some point, they're not even going to know if dad's home or not, right? Like, that's just the reality. But for the time being, I'm there as often as I can be. And again, that goes back to the 3 a.m. workout or the 3 a.m. wake up time. I will gladly get up at 3 o'clock in the morning every day, 7 days a week, and get my stuff done so that I'm there to spend as much time with my family as possible. And that's the bottom line. Will I start to sleep in? Will I change my schedule when the kids get older? I don't know. I guess it depends. I mean, whatever's best for them. I keep hearing, you know, talking to friends that have older kids and you know, that are in sports and different leagues and different groups. And, you know, there's practices that go till, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, different states, you know, all kind of different tournaments. And I guess, you know, I'm going to have to figure it out when the time comes, because I can tell you that I'm not going to be out with the kids at practices. I will tell you that I will be at the practices. I will be at the games, but I can't tell you that I will be at the practices and the games till, you know, 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and then still getting up at 3 in the morning. That ain't going to work. So I will adapt and move, you know, as things progress with the family. But that's it, man. I just wanted to share with you, you know, my schedule, my routine, why it works for me, and how I made it work. And that's the bottom line. You know, what works for me doesn't work for everyone, won't work for everyone. What works for other people might not work for me. So just want to share my thoughts and opinions there. That's it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This was episode 52 of the Avid Investor Podcast, and we're back. You know, I'm working on getting the studio set up in the other room there. Going to start having some guests here in the very near future on future episodes. So if you find this valuable, if you like what you hear, I greatly appreciate, you know, the feedback that I get, and I just ask you to keep it coming. And please, if you can, just share this with somebody else. Share it on social, share the links, pass it on to somebody that could benefit from the message that I'm sharing. And again, if you want me to talk about anything in particular, anything specific, give me a shout and let me know. Certainly open to feedback and topics for future episodes. So that's it. Episode 52. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you all have a great day. Thanks for listening.